ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin. We're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hameses Zehedyet v'Hameses Esahedyet." The Havmina was that it meant Hameses Zehedyet, meaning Lafuke a Navi, and Hameses Esahedyet Lafuke a Rabbim. That a Navi, that's Mesis, doesn't get Skila, gets Chenek, and the Mesis is Aram, the Mesis in Yidachas would get Saif, but the Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat. HaMesis HaHedit means, like Rashi says, he's a Hedit V'Sheita, and means this Kalanayig boy that you don't give him Asra, and Mesis Es HaHedit is like Loizu Avzu, Mesis is a Hedit a Yachin, and also Mediach, which is Medicha in Yidachas, the Mesis Aramim. They both get skila. That's the maskana sagamar. And he explains, he says, Yeshir b'makam pleni, kach achelos, kach sheisa, kach mativa, kach meria. He tries to describe the avei desire. Comes from the pasuk, kach krevi menu, achayke mimenu. Like the Gemara said earlier. And then the Mishnah says, kol chai v'misa shebetari machminin aleim chutz mizu. All chai v'misa, you don't trap them. You don't trap somebody to get him to do something to be chai v'misa. Forget, you need asra. You have to tell him, forget, you're trying not to kill him. You're not trying to kill him. Mesis is different. Mesis, because of loisachmal, loisachasolov, there's a din that forget. You trap him, you try to get him to be chayiv misa if you know that he's going to be mesis. And the Mishnah explains, amalishnaim, hey neidav, mevi meisel abesim, v'seklon eisa. If you tell two people, they're the edim, you bring him to besim, they stone him. But amala echad, so what does the one do? He's not an aid. He can't be an aid. So how is he going to get a misa? So he tries to trap him. First of all, he tells him, oh, interesting. How about telling it to my friends? So that way you could tell it to two people, and then you could kill him. But if he's smart, and he says, I can't, I'm afraid they might bring me to Bezin and stone me. So machminim la'edim achari together. You trap him with edim that's on the other opposite defense. We're a private place here, so come tell me what you said. And the guy tells him. And then, how can we forsake the Eivishna and go be Eivit Getschke's idols? He says, you're right. So that's fine. No, that's what we should do. So then the people who are opposite defense, they bring him to the Bezdin and he gets skila. At kan the Mishnah. So the Teis Yontif already tells us, why does this Mishnah tell you to try to convince him out of it? You know, you machminin malov. So as soon as he says that we should be oivet avei desire, why don't you right away take him to Bezdin? What's this thing of telling him, teich naniach esalakeinu shebashamayim? So the Teis Yontif answers, because this is a trap. If he voluntarily says it in front of two people, so we have no rachmanas in him, we take him to Bezdin. But if you tricked him into doing it, you got to give him a chance to be chayzer. In other words, the chayman that was saying that you could trap him, you got to make it a little bit light of him, and you have to give him a chance to retract. So the Rishash points out that the Teis Yontif is mashman at Dafka when he says it in front of one aid, and you bring him, and you machmina le'edim achar again, and then you're supposed to tell him, hech naniach asalakeinu shemashamayim. Mashayin kain, if he said it in front of two aidim, there's no such din. But the Rishash says that Taizan afchesim and beis is mashma not that way. Taizan afchesim and beis, he says that a mesis needs some hasra. It says in the Gemara there that a mesis does not need hasra, and he says he needs some hasra. Hasra not mitzarech b'mesis. That you have to tell him, you don't tell him that if you go and do this aver, you'll get misa, but you do tell him, so the Shash is medayik and taisus, that since he's calling it asra, and he's saying that the mesis needs some asra, vices, you always have to tell it to him, because there has to be some kim of the din asra. But the Mishnah is not mashman that way. The Mishnah says, Amlishnaim heineidu, vinesu bezim, v'seiklun aisei. Smashman, like the Teis Yontif, is medayik. That when you have two edim, there's no din bechlal. Now the emphasis of the Yad Ramah has a long arichas on this. He says, three mahalchim What's the pshat in Heich Naniach? What's the pshat in you telling him that? And what's the chilik between if, when he says it to two Edim or when you trap him and you have the two Edim Achari again, he's saying it to one Eid? The first pshat is like similar to Taisan Afchesim Emeis. It's an Indian of Asra. But he says if it's two Edim, you don't need any Asra. Because that's the lane is Asra. If there are two Edim there with the potential of bringing him to Bezdin, that's called Asra. Mashenka, when he doesn't even know the two Edim are there, you're trapping him. So then it's Mamish no Asra. His Mamish caught unaware. He didn't think there was any possibility of him getting Misa. So Mela, that's why you have to go and tell him Heich Naniach to give him Epis Asra. That's his first pshat. The Heich Naniach is Asra, but by two Edim you need Asra. It's called the Mishra V'aymet. His second pshat is like this. His second pshat is that Heich Naniach is not Asra. Heich Naniach is a way to try to get him not to do the Aveira. But why don't we do it by two Edim? Zakta, by two Edim, it wouldn't help if he's Chayzer, because we'll say the reason why he's Chayzer is because he's afraid. He came to two Edim, he thought that he could convince them, but once he sees it not on his side, once he sees it saying, Heich Naniach, Elokeinish Hashmayim V'Nelech V'Navad Eitzim Avanim, so even though he would prefer to continue doing it, but he realizes it's too dangerous. So Mamela, he's still interested in being Mesis, but it's too dangerous. So Mamela, he's Chayzer Bay. But that's a Rumi Kamarim, so we don't accept that Chazara. We're going to bring him to Bezin anyway. Mashengen, if it's one Eid. So he has no reason, he has no incentive to be Chayzer. He B'chal doesn't know there's two Eidim here. Why is he being Chayzer? Elamai, he's sincerely being Chayzer. If he's sincerely being Chayzer, we let him be Chayzer. Hazak the Adr Mao, the Nafkamina Lalacha between the first Pshat and the second Pshat, is according to the first Pshat, there's a requirement to say Heich Naniach. If you didn't say Heich Naniach, you can't give him Skila. There's a requirement of some form of Asra. By two Edim, Das Alein is called Asra. By one Eid with the Edim Acheri together. So there's a requirement of some form of Asra. And if you don't do it, you can't give him Skila. Mashaygan, according to the second Pshat, it's not required. Baharai, by two Edim, you don't do it. It's not required. It's a Taiva. You want to have some Rachmanis in him to try to get him to be Chayzer. And how come by two Edim not? Because by two Edim, we're not going to accept the Chazara. Because by two Edim, we're going to say Rumi Kamarim, but by one Eid, we'll understand that it's a sincere Chazara. So why not try to get him to be Chayzer? But B'di'evit, if he didn't do it, the Vada would work. And he says, V'David Tzarech Talmud, if La'alacha, you didn't say Heich Naniach, if you can give him Skila. And then he says the third pshat, the very Kishmak of pshat, he also says he likes his pshat the best. And Taka sounds very logical. He says, if somebody comes to somebody and asks him, should I be Eved this Aved Zara? And the guy says, yes, I think you should be Eved this Aved Zara. Zakti is not a Mesis, because he didn't initiate it. A Mesis has to be the initiator. If you ask somebody his opinion, if you should or should not be Eved Aved Zara, he didn't initiate the conversation, he's not a Mesis. So, Mele Tainet Derama, if a guy comes to two Edim and tells them, let's go be Eved Aved Zara. I think you should be Eved Aved Zara. Yeshir Ma complaining, Kach Oichel, Kach Sheisel, Kach Metiva, Kach Miriam. He's a Mesis. You bring him straight to Bez and you give him Skila. But it comes to one person. Yeah, he's a Mesis, but you don't have two Edim. Now that one person has the two Edim Achariah together. And he tells me, tell me what you told me before. So this guy's not initiating the Asasa now. You're initiating him. You're telling him to tell you. That's not a Mesis. So even though he admitted that he was a Mesis earlier, but you can't kill someone because of his admission. So we don't have two Edim on a Mesa Asasa, because when he repeats what he said before, because he was asked to repeat it, that's not a Mesa Asasa B'chalal. That wasn't from his initiation. So that's why you gotta set him up that he should do initiate. So you tell him, tell me what you said before, he says it, and you tell him, no, we can't do that. And then he starts on with you when he says, that's cool, he's initiating it. Because once you told him you're not interested, and he kept on going, and he persisted, that's already a Maisa Asasa. So the third pshat is, it's not Asra, and it's not Stam Rachmanis, because let's see if he could be Chayzer, let's have Rachmanis on him a little bit, because since we're being so machman and we're trapping him, let's at least have a little rachmanis to give him a chance to back out, like it is in the second shot. It's in order to shaft that it should be a mesis b'chalal. Because if you ask him to say over what you said before, that he's not being mesis. He's just answering your question when you asked. If you start arguing with him and then he keeps going, then he's a Mesis. That's why he b'chayiv misa. That's the outer master pshat. Now I want to see another big sugi in the Peskim, which is Negei Tawa sugi. The Gemara brings a brayso which is, describes Achman a little bit different than the Mishnah describes it. The Mishnah says, Machminim le'edem achayri hageder, that the edem should be on the opposite side of the fence. And the brayso describes the Achana, Ketzer Eisnoy, Medlikin le'esener b'bayis pnimi, you light a candle in the inner room, u'mashiv le'edem b'bayis achitzen, and you put edem in the outer room, they could see him because it's light where he is, and they could hear his voice, and he cannot see them because it's dark where the edem are. And there's no machlekes. The Mishnah is talking about when he's talking outside, and there you hide the edem on the other side of the fence, and the Brayis is talking about where he's talking inside, and apparently at night, and the edem would have to be in the house in order to hear him, so there you hide the edem by shutting the light in their room and keeping the light on in the room where the Mesis is. But it says in the Braisa, Hein Roi Neisei V'Shemen Eskeilei. And Rashi says, Hein Roi Neisei L'Ora Ner, De Eloi Matzi Chazulei L'Matzi L'Sadulei L'Chuvek Tala. If they didn't see him, they cannot say Eidus in Odi Mechaiva Misa. Afagav the Shomekoli. Even though they hear his voice, the Matzi L'Meimar L'Haviyana. He could say, it wasn't me. So that's why it says in the Braisa that they see him. So there's a big machlekes apeskim about this. What stak halacha l'maisa could Eidim be made if they recognize somebody's voice but they didn't actually see him? Is that enough to say Eidus to be made Simam and V'chuli? Now there's a Gemara in Chulin, Dav Tzadik Vav, which is discussing what's better. Is it better? What's a better raya? To have a simon on something? That there's a simon, and that way through the simon you could tell what it is, or tvias ayin, you recognize it with your eyes. So the Gemara there starts off saying that tvias ayin, the Gemara says that he thought simon was better, but he found that tvias ayin was better, and he has it right that tvias ayin works, because how would a blind person be mutter with his wife? How can he be sure that it's his wife? He can't see. Elamai, he can recognize the voice. And how could anyone be mutter with his wife at night? Can't see her. Elamai, he recognize the voice. Vaistai, he said tvias ayin works. And then the Gemara says, I'll bring a raya tvias ayin is better than simon, because if you say that you saw someone kill someone, you recognize him, so then you kill him. Mashenkin, if you say that he had this in the simon, you didn't recognize the person. You just know that he had a simon, and you see that same simon on this person, so that's why you want to say he's the murderer. Doesn't work. Vayistay tvias ayin is better than simonim. So the Gemara there seems to put together tvias ayin, the color, recognizing a voice, with tvias ayin of recognizing a person. So that's a mashmois, that recognizing a voice works as if you recognize a person, and that's why assumes mutter be'ishtai and b'nei nashim ha'mutaris ben shesehim. Now there's a Gemara earlier about, it's in the third parak, that someone had two edim in a canopy, and he asked someone to be meida, and without him seeing the edim, and the person was meida, and then he said, are you masking that even Edim that are sleeping should be Edim? And he said no, so that wasn't considered Edom. If he said yes, then the Edim in the canopy could be made that he was Maida. So the question is, the Edim in the canopy, are they just hearing his voice, or are they actually seeing him? And those, could you be made just by recognizing his voice, or they have to like peek out of the canopy and see him? So the Ksais in Simon Pei Aleph and Sif Yud Gimel, which discussing about the Edim in the canopy, he first brings this Gemara in Chulin. That sounds like Tfias Ayin Dekola is good enough. But he says, but Al Gemara here, in the 7th Perek of Sinai, Nav Samach Zayin, there it's Mavur, that hearing a voice is not good enough. And he brings, Ksais brings a Prichadash on the Rambam, in Nochas Avedah Zarah, Perek Ha'aloch HaGimel, the Prichadash on the Rambam, in the Shamsi Frankel, whether it's in the back, in the Sefer Likutim, that brings this Raya from the Gemara and the Rashi, that recognizing a voice is not enough. That's what Rashi says, because he could say it's not him. Either Gemara in Chulin says that recognizing a voice is enough, and the Gemara seems to be medamit to recognizing the person. So he says, that's Lagabe Isser. That old Gemara in Chulin was talking about Lagabe Isser. Lagabe Basish and Asalam and Ayin, whether you can recognize it's the same one. Lagabe Isser, recognizing the voice is good enough. But Lagabe Edus, it's not good enough. You have to actually see the person recognizing the voice is not good enough. That's tiny to Brich Chadash. But then the Brich Chadash says that he has a dichli, that maybe in Agamar it's different because someone who's a Mesis is going to speak in a whisper. And when someone whispers, that disguises his voice, and he can't really recognize the voice properly if someone's whispering. And the Brich Chadash says V'cheinikr. But the Ksais disagrees. The Ksais holds that the Brich Chadash first said is the correct one. The Ksais holds it's often a ra'i from Agamara, that recognizing a voice is not genug to be Edus, and it can't be Maitzi Momin even just from recognizing a voice. You have to actually see the person. It's only good enough for Isurim. Now, as a Chassam Sefer, and Chayshe Mishpat Simon Beis, it agrees with the Ksais. He doesn't bring the Ksais, he says it himself. But he just clears that maybe another reason why it's not a ra'i from Agamara. Because he brings the Ramban and Chumash on the din of a kol, on the pasuk of a kol kol Yankiv, that says that people could impersonate other people's voices. So here, when you're doing achmana, you're trapping him. So maybe faket, maybe this whole achmana is a plot in order to implicate somebody who's not an asis. So then the person would impersonate the voice. So then the guy katayna, it wasn't my voice. I was framed. I was impersonated. That's what I have to see him. Mashenka, when he just hears somebody, when he's not, you don't have any shash, he's trying to impersonate the voice. See, that would also explain the case by the two Edom in the canopy, where also you're trying to get someone to be Maida, so you can mechayev him in Bezdin, and you're warning him that there might be Edom here, but what you're doing is particularly to get him to be Maida. So maybe if I can't, maybe it's a plot by the Malva that he wants to impersonate someone, he wants to be mechayev someone, so he can get his friend who knows how to impersonate voices to say a voice that sounds like that voice. So that taka wouldn't work. But if you hear Lefitumai, stam somebody talking, so then maybe you could be made. But the Ksam Seifa Lamaisa doesn't hold that way. Lamaisa the Ksam Seifa Paskins like the way the Ksay says that a Tvias Ein the Kol is not good enough. And what about the Gemara about Suma Mutta Be'ishtaim and the other Mutayim Hashem Belailuk is Tvias Ein the Kol? That's only got to be Yisurim. You can't be Maitzi Mammon. It's not considered an Edus. So that's a shita of the Ksais and the Ksam Seifa. Mashing in the Nesivus there, in Simon Bey Aleph, and the Shara Mishpat, in Simon Laman Hay, they hold that a voice recognition is good enough. And the Shara Mishpat there, he brings a tshuva from the Avayda Sagershuni, which makes a chilek. He says that voice recognition is good enough only if the person's not machish. But if the person's machish, then it's not good enough. But the Shara Mishpat holds not that way. He holds voice recognition is always good enough. And it brings Raias. One of his Raias is from the Gemara that we mentioned in Sanhedrin about the two Edom in the canopy. And he also, I guess it's a Deichik to say they were peeking out and seeing him. And his other Raya is that there's a halacha that the Rambam brings, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring, and that's here in Simon Laman Hay, that a blind person is Pasul Edus. Because since it's a din of Eira, someone who's blind is Pasul Edus. And that's a psul be'etzim. It's not only because he can't see, and therefore, stami can't be made because he happens not to be able to see. No, it's a psul. Lamashal, even if he saw before he was blind, it's possible because he needs klas of a sefer. But kashus is a psul of a blind person is learning from exeris a klas of a ra. So the lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is that even though he could tell by the voice, and his edus seems correct, it's still possible as a psul of a blind person. So he says, you seem a furish, the way the Rambam and the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch bring the halacha that a blind person is possible, and the right, even though he could recognize the voice, Weiss's voice recognition is a valid edus. It's just because he's blind it's possible. The Ksam Seif also brings the raya against him. But that's what the Shara Mishpat and the Nesivus hold. The Shara Mishpat brings it as a raya, that recognizing the voice is a good edus. Ksam Seif is mantra the raya, the Peskechuva also brings down such a pshat that maybe the blind person is more than just recognizing the voice, he also feels the person. So he could tell by feeling it, and that's how he reads the words, Avli Shemakra Kol Viha Anashim, that he recognized the voice and the person, because blind people could also feel with their hands, and that's how they could tell the difference between people. But Al Kopanim, that's the Shita, the Ksais and the Ksam Seifa hold that recognizing a voice is not good enough for Edus, and the Shara Mishpat Nesivus holds it is. And what do you do with Al Gemara, which says that the Edom have to see the person? You have to have a light on in the Beis Pnimi and dark in the Beis Chitzen so they could see him, and Mishay Miskailai, Beis is hearing the voice doesn't help. So he already said two terutzim. We said the teretz of the pre-chadash because he is whispering, you won't be able to recognize his voice. We said the teretz of the chsam sefer because he will chayshish that someone's bedafka impersonating the voice and it's not the same. And the case we just stam heard the voice. But they have a third teretz. They say here we're talking about dini nefashis. And we spoke about this at the end of the fourth parak. Dini nefashis, according to the Rambam al kapanim, you need ria. You need to see. It doesn't matter if you know for sure, even if you have an umdana brua, you know 100% for sure that the guy did it, but you didn't see it. There's a din by din nefashis. You need ria. That's exeris akasav. That's how they learned the Gemara with Shim and Shetach, that he knew 100% for sure the guy killed him. He came into the room running after him with a knife, and then afterwards they saw him with the knife and bloody knife, and the person's dead, and no one else was there. You know 100% for sure he killed, but it doesn't matter. You need ria. So voice recognition is enough. It's enough of a vaday ibriris to be made for Mammon. But for nefashis, you need ria. That's the teretz on this Gemara. That's why it's bechal not a raif in this Gemara. But here's an interesting machlokes ksais in nesivas, because the meshev of the nesivas there in Simpe Aleph says he doesn't understand what the nesivas is saying. If voice recognition is foolproof, so there is ria. That means you saw him. What's the difference if you saw him or you heard him? As long as it's foolproof, that's mamash ria. If it doesn't work, at the pshat is because I don't know for sure that it's him. Maybe it's not him, and then it won't work for mammon either. But if you know for sure that it's him, that's not an umdana. It's not circumstantial evidence that you have a raya that he did it. That's that you saw the actual thing. What's the difference if you see him or you hear him? As I fact excites. So this is a very interesting machlokes in lamdas that the Sharei Mishnah Nesivas Vayistes Nem Dan, that the din ria means kipshutai, ria, eyesight. The fact that you hear something, that's not ria b'chlal. So even if it's clearly, the ria is clear and you can be saimach on it 100% that it's true, fine, that's like an umdana, that's 100% umdana, it works for dinei mamonis, but for dinei nefashis you need ria. Mashenken the ksais nems are no. There's no din b'chlal, you need eyesight. The din is that you have to actually witness the event with one of your five senses, either Shmi or Ria, they're both good enough. The only thing is, if the Ria, if the Shmi makes it that you're not sure, you can't, someone telling somebody's voice is not an exact thing. You can hear his voice and still you're making a mistake. You think you heard his voice of Kadaima, so then it won't work. Mashenkin, if you're going to say that you can be Saimachan at 100% to be Maitzi Mammon, so the Ksais holds that is exactly the same thing as Ria, that would work for Dini Nefashis as well. And Chesanta Machlaikis. Al Kapanim Legufe Shel Adavar, the various Achreinim that speak about it, but it's Klana, it's a Machlaikis Rishainim. Like we said, it's a machlokes achreinim, the ksais and ksam seif hold it doesn't work, the shayar mishmen sivis holds it does work, but it's a machlokes rishainim also. I mean, Rashi command is mefurish like the ksais. Rashi says, Avagav de shome lekole, de much leme malav loy havi ano. Even though they heard the voice, still he could say it's not him. It's a deichik to say, I mean, you could say maybe like the ksam seif that it was impersonated, and the pre-chadish is lechay a bigger deichik to say that because he was whispering. But you can't say that the pshat is you don't have ria. Because Rashi says, clearly, it's not the pshat you don't have ria. Rashi says you could say, lehavi ano. So Rashi is saying, l'chari kloy, not like the nesivas in the Sharei Mishpat. And the Emma says, it's more mefurish in the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is 100% mefurish. He dances on the shayla. And he brings this raya from the Gemara that you need ria. And the Ksais actually brings the Ramah, even though the Achreinim did not have the Yad Ramah. But the Shilta Gibarim brings this Ramah in the third parak. And the Ksais brings it from the Shilta Gibarim on that sugi with the Edom and the canopy, that's where the Ramah says this thing, that you need Ria. He says like this, the Ramah says the following, he says that the Brisa says that she roi neisiv v'shayim in eskoyloi. Ikashalach, there's a Gemara in Gittin that says that the Sumer could bring a get because of Tvias Ayin the Kala. So Vayis says you don't have to see Tvias Ayin the Kala is good enough, hearing the voice is good enough, that's why a Sumer could bring a get. So he says, me dami, that's not Edus. That's just Isser, some El that works. But for Edus, you need that you should see him. And he brings two rayas. The first raya he brings is that says the Sum is Mutab Ishtar with Tvias Ayin the Kala. And by Edus, we find the Sum is Pasul. That raya Lachar is a Bissel Shver, because Lachar the Psul Summa is a psula guf. Mechari, the raya is like the achrayim, will bring a raya the other way, that you see that you have to come on to a psula of suma, vices, otherwise tvi asayin, the color would work. But he brings a raya this way. You see, as suma is mutta b'ishik, tvi asayin, the color, and he's still not a good enough for edus. And then he brings another raya, that the Gemara in Yevamis that says, and someone in a bar that says, kisu get l'ishi, the Gemara is a kasha v'lechash dil m'sheidhum. The Gemara says that you saw a shadow and you saw a shadow of a shadow, so a shade can't have a shadow of a shadow. Kadayma. Well, what's the problem? Maybe you recognize the voice. Vayisayt's voice recognition doesn't work when you need Eidus. So it's Mefurish, it's not only by Nefashis, by Eidus of Gittin, he says it, by Sumo, which is Eidus of Mammon, he says it. The Yad Ramah is Mefurish, and that's how we learned about Gemara, that voice recognition does not work for Eidus, it only works for Yisurim, Mamish like the Ksais in the Sam Sefer. But on the other hand, there's a tshuva from the Rimagash, which is brought, the Achreinim, the later Achreinim bring it. It was very negay, the Shaila, to the later Achreinim, mostly by Agunis. There are various cases that came up by Agunis where they were able to, someone died, and no one was able to see exactly who it was, but someone was made that he recognized the voice who it was. And Shaila, is that good enough for Agunis? Is that good enough to be made that the Baal died? So the tshuva is from various Achreinim, the Rebina, and Hilchas Eidus Siman Zayin and the Marcheshes, Chelik Vav, Chelik Bey Siman Vav, and the Kilos the Mishkan is Yankev, and the Achiezer, he brings it in the middle. The Achiezer, Chelik Gimel Siman Vav, he brings his Jewish Rebbe Gash from there. So Rebbe Gash is Mamish Mefurish, going Mamish on this Shaila. Is Tvias Ayin the color good enough for Eidus or not? And he says yes, and he brings the Gemara in Chul and Daf Tzadikei about the Suma that is Mutab and Hashem because Tvias Ayin the color. And he brings the same raya the Yad Ramah brings. He brings a fakert that the Mushlich Babari says, why does it work? Elamai, because you recognize the voice. Very interesting. The Yad Ramah says a raya that since the Gemara asks the Kasha Shem Hashedu, I says, you don't recognize the voice. And the Rimagash Nem's on that, no, that Gemara is a raya that you do work with voice recognition. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in the third parak about the two Edom in the canopy. That would be good enough Edom. And he says, are you going to say maybe they peeked through the canopy and saw him? He says, If it says him in a stam, you don't know how they saw him, rather they only heard him, and he doesn't bring Agamara Bechlal. But I'll call upon him, Agamara, maybe he'll answer, maybe he'll answer like the Nesivis, that for Nefashis you need Ria. Maybe he'll answer like the Prichadash, that the Agamara said in a whisper, so he couldn't recognize his voice. But I'll call upon him, it's often a Machlaikas Yishainim. The Chuvashri Megash Sim and Kufmem Tess dance on this very Shaila and brings the Rayas that the Achreinim bring. That Tvias Eimid the Kala works, and he paskins that he can be Maitzi Mammon with Tvias Eimid the Kala. And the Yad Ramah Ifanot learns from our Gemara and from other Gemaras that Tvias Eimid the Kala only works by Surim and not by Mammon. And that's the Machalikas Yishainim. It's also a Machalikas Apaiskim, the Ksais and the Ksam Seif, all that doesn't work, the Nesivah Shem Mishpah, all that does work. And the later Achrein and the Chuvis, done about it very stark Linyan Aguna. And now let's go weiter, let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, talks first about HaMediach, and the Gemara says that's Medicha Irini Dachas, and this Mishnah holds at the Chayiv Skila. And then it talks about Mechashev. That's also one in the Skalim, Mechashev, someone who does Kishuf. So the Mishnah says, Ha'oisa ma'asa Chayiv, v'lo ya'eches ha'sayinayim. Someone who does an actual act of Kishuf is Chayiv, but not someone who's just eches ha'sayinayim. Rashi says he shows people as if he's doing a maisa, and he does not do anything. Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Shnayim Leiktim Kishuim, Echad Leikit Potter, Echad Leikit Chayef, Kosa Eisa Maisa Chayef, Echad Shnayim Potter. And Rashi explains, one of them is actually picking the Kishuim, and the Kishuim are actually uprooted, and that's why he's Chayef, but the one who shows us Ke'ilu he did it, but really the Kishuim didn't move, just people think the Kishuim moved, he's Potter. So there's a big discussion in the Mefarshim and in the Peskim about Oichaz HaSeinayim. What exactly does it mean? And what exactly is the Agdara? And what does it mean, Pater? Pater L'chari means Pater Aval Aser. Is this Issa D'Iraisa or is this Issa D'Rabanan? The Rambam Pirush Rishnai seems to say that it's an Issa D'Rabanan. But the problem is, the Gemara earlier on Daf Samachayim and Beis says that Loisa Einanu, the Gemara has different pshatim of Loisa Einanu, what Ma'inin is, what the Torah is, Layimatsu Becham Ma'inin, and one of the pshatim is, Acham Ma'imim Zeh, Ha'ech HaZeh Seinayim. So that sounds like this Issa Deraisa of Eichas HaSeinayim that's Nichol and Loisa Einenu. And here it's Mashma that it's an Issa Derabanan. And the Rambam brings both of these down in the Yat. The Rambam in Peiket Alpha Lachet Tes, when he says Asala Einen, he explains what does it mean Asala Einen. He says V'cheina Eichas HaSeinayim U'medamme B'fnei Roim Sh'Eisa Maisa Timohin. Someone who pretends to someone that he did something marvelous and he didn't do it, then he's b'chal ma'inin and he gets malchus. But then, and that's an alachates. Look at this, well, when he gets to mechashef, he says, a mechashef chayef skil, v'hu sh'asa ma'isek shafim, aval oiches esnai v'hu sh'yira sh'asa v'hu lo yasa, loike makas maridus. And that sounds like that, you know, he says clearly, you don't get Malchus, you just get Malchus Maridus. And then he explains, So the Rambam in Yad is mashma, that the Eichas is the name of the Mishnah, it's part of Rav Elazar, isn't Issa Deraisa, you just don't get Malchus because it's a Lav Shedin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. But he does say you get Malchus, he does say that you get Malchus Maridus. But the problem is, the Rambam also brings down before on Leisa Einenu that you do get Malchus. And he says the same thing about Eichas HaSeinayim. So there's a lot of Mefarshim about this. And we'll just say a little bit the Rosh HaDvarim, that the Kesef Mishnah has one pshat, and other Mefarshim also go with this pshat. That it's the same thing. It's the same Eichas HaSeinayim. What he said earlier, that you get Malchus, means you get Malchus Altsma'inin. And when he says now, that you don't get Malchus, you get Malchus Maridus, that's Mitzad, the din of Mechashef. But you're really doing two things wrong. You're being Ma'inin, and for that you get Malchus. You're being Mechashef, and for that you can't get Malchus, because there is a Ptur Misa, because you're not an Eisa Maisa. And that Ptur, but and there's no Malchus, because the Lav Shin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. That's one Mahalach. But then he says a second Mahalach, and several Mefarshim learn like this, that the Eichas HaSeinayim earlier is different than the Eichas HaSeinayim here. There are two different types of Eichas HaSeinayim. But the different ways, there's subtle nuances, differences between how to understand what are the two types of Eichas HaSeinayim. The Beis Yosef says it in this Eifin. He says the Eichas HaSeinayim by Lois Einenu, the Rambam's Nusach is, he's medama b'fnei ha'roim sh'oisa masa timohin v'hu lo yasa. He's medamed and he did something completely supernatural. So people see a supernatural thing happening. Really nothing happened. They just think it happened. It's an illusion. But they see a supernatural thing happening. That you get Malchus. Masha'en Kane, the other Rambam that says, Ha'eichas naivu sh'yirish sh'asav u'hu lo'yasa like a Malchus Maridus, what happened wasn't a supernatural thing. It's like the Mishnah said, it was l'kutis kishuim. It was just kishuim getting picked. That's a natural thing. Just he's showing them that he did it derech kishuf, but he really didn't do it derech kishuf. It just looks like he did derech kishuf, and what he did wasn't supernatural. So the male, that's why you don't get Malchus. That's an issa without Malchus. But the Bach and the Tshuvas HaRamah seems to bring the same shot b'shem, the Maram Landau, says a different chilek, a slightly different chilek. That the Eichas HaSeinayim that gets Malchus as Nichol Leisa Einenu is nothing to do with kishuf. The Rambam didn't mention the word kishuf there. The Rambam simply mentioned ha'oiches aseinayim u'mar b'fnei roim sh'oisa ma'isa timoin v'hu lo yasa ha'reza b'chal ma'inim v'leika. Someone who convinces people he did a ma'isa timoin and he didn't, he gets malchus. But he doesn't mention anything about kishuf. The other Rambam, ha'mechashef, he says ha'mechashef chayim skila aval oiches aseinayim v'hu sh'yirish sh'asa v'hu lo yasa leika ma'kis ma'idis. So they're learning that means he did it on Yedei Kishuf. How was the Eichas HaSeinayim in the second one, which he says you don't get Malchus, that he did on Yedei Kishuf. So when you do something on Yedei Kishuf, that's not Leisa Einenu. That's Mechashef. Now Mechashef, you can't get Malchus, because there's a live stream Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin. But since you didn't actually do anything on Yedei Kishuf, you were just Eichas HaSeinayim on Yedei Kishuf, so Memela, there's a Ptur Misa. But there's no Chiyuv Malchus because the Lav Shin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. But that's when you do it Al Yedei Kishuf. When you don't do it Al Yedei Kishuf, you're Mare B'fnei Eroim Sh'aisa Ma'isa Tumayim V'hu Yasa, that's not Al Yedei Kishuf, so that's not B'chal Mechashif. That is another shame, that's B'chal Ma'inin. And a Ma'inin, you get Malchus. And the Shach also brings this pshat la'alacha l'maisa, and he says it b'shem the Agayis Maimini, and the Tshuvas Ramah, and the Bach, that's how he learned the chilek. That when you did the achizis seinayim al yedei kishuf, you utilize kishuf to do the achizis seinayim, then you don't get malchus. It's an issa deraisa vada, but it's a live shadin lazaris misis bezin, and you do not get malchus. But when you do not use kishuf, and you achizis seinayim not through kishuf, then that's a live of loisainu, and then you do get malchus. Now the Marshal, which is born in this Tshuvas Ramah in Simon Samach Zayin, and also the Radvaz, in Tshuvas Radvaz Simon Elef Tafresh Tzadik Hei, they both insist that if you're not using Kishuf, that can't be an Issa Deraisa Bechlal. And they seem to say it can't be Issa Bechlal. Maybe it's Marasayin if you're pretending using Kishuf. But there's no real Issa if you're not using Kishuf. This whole thing starts off, this whole parasha, is also if you're doing things like Yidei Kishuf. Then there's two ways you could be Mechashif. You could be Mechashif and you actually do something, or you could use Kishuf that it should look like you did something. And you only chayiv misa if you actually did something. But Eichaz Esnaim also means that you utilize Kishuf to be Eichaz Esnaim. And that's why the Mashal holds that the first pshat of the Kesef Mishnah is the correct one. That's really the same thing. The Eichaz Esnaim early in the Rambam is the same as the Eichaz Esnaim here. But before he's saying there's a malchus of Mainin, and now he's saying that there's no misa of Mechashif, and there's no malchus of Mechashif. But it's only one thing, and it has to be done in the Kishif, otherwise it's not Asa B'chlal. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Loisa Sei Lamed Beis, that the Bach brings, is mashma not that way. He's mashma like these Achreinim, which ostensibly include the Bach, and the Ramah, and the Shach, and the Maram Landau that the Ramah brings, that says that even if you do without any Kishif, it's also the Isser of Ma'inin, it's also the Isser of Achizah Seinayim, and it's a lav deraisa of Ma'inin. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says like this, when he talks about Ma'inin, he brings the different things of Ma'inin, we spoke about it earlier, about astrology and things, and then he says, "Ubchalal Azharzu Gamkin Isser Payel HaChartumim." That's the word that we have, that's the translation that we have, he calls them Chartumim. It's an Arabic word meaning magicians. It's a type of trick, which is done partially through a quick movement, biyad, with your hand, that people think that you're doing things which you're not. Come on. Like we see these magicians do, they take a rope, and they put in his pack of Nea'am, and then they pull out a snake. And they flip a coin into the ear. And then they take that very coin out of the mouth of someone who's there. He seems to be describing a typical magic show. And he says clearly, it's done with Tachbulis and Kalas at Tenua. So the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos is mashma, even if no kishuv is being employed in the Achizas Sinayim, it's still a lav deraisa of loisaininu. So to summarize what we said till now, we have this mishmish that says that Achizas Sinayim is potter. We have a Gemara early in Samachayim and Beis of Brisa that says that Achizas Sinayim is mechal ma'inein. And we have a Rambam that in one place says that Achizas Sinayim v'aisa ma'isa timoyin. He's nearer Kaisa Maisa Timayim Vulayasa is like it because of Ma'inet. We have another place that says Mechashif is if he's Aisa Maisa is Chayiv Skila, but if he just Eichas is Seinayim, then he's Patr and he gets Makis Mardus. But it seems that the Ramam and Yad Al Kapanim held that was also the Raisa, but you just don't get Malkus because his life Shinit and Lazarus Mises Bezdin. And there's a Shaila I had to learn. Do you learn it's the same thing? It's all one Achiza Seinayim, and there's two Isurim in Achiza Seinayim. There's an Issa Ma'inim which you get Malkus and Issa Mechashif which you don't get Malkus. But both Achizah Sinayim is employing Kishif to do the Achizah Sinayim. And that's the Derech of the Radvaz and the Marashal. And that would seem like the first Teres of the Kesef Mishnah. Or do you learn? No, there's two different types of Achizah Sinayim. One is Ma'inim and one is Mechashif. But there are various ways to understand what the two types are. Ve'en La'arech Kolkach, to explain all the different various Chalukim. But the one thing which would seem very negay ladina is that the Bach and the Shach and the Tshuvas Ramah and the Maram Landau seem to argue stark on the Radvaz and the Marshal. The Radvaz and the Marshal insist that if you're not employing Kishuv, you can't be over any live deraisa. And they're saying, no, even if you're not employing any Kishuv, and maybe that's Gufa de Chilik, that the case of Ma'ina is when you don't employ Kishuv, and the case of Mechashiv is when you do employ Kishuv. But Al Kapanim, even if you don't employ any Kishuv, you're still over a live deraisa. So the Chachmas Adam says, and it's brought in Kufayin Tess and the Piskei Tshuva as well, it's in Klal Pei Tess, that he says about Chanim by Chasanas that do magic shows are over a live deraisa. Those days, I guess, magic shows is Ikid done by Chasanas, that people would come in and do magic shows. And he says they're over a live deraisa. And he says if you hire someone like that to perform by your Chasna, you're over a live deraisa with Neither, and anyone who watches them is a Mesiel de Evi Avera. But he says he believes you're allowed to hire a guy. You're allowed to hire a guyish magician. At least he says you're allowed to watch a guyish magician. He doesn't say clearly about hiring. You're allowed to watch a guyish magician. Because a guy is not mitzvah unless ainenu. So a guy doesn't have a live deraisa as long as he's not actually employing any kishif. There's a shaila earlier if a guy is mitzvah on kishif. But leisa ainenu is not mitzvah on. But Chacham HaTzadim is saying that there's a live deraisa to make a magic show. And l'chaya, these Paiskim, the Bach, the Shach, the Ramah, the Chuli, seem to hold that way. And like we said, Kaman is Mufurish that way in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. But Lamaisa, the Chacham HaTzadim himself is saying that the minig that they had then, the Yidden did employ magicians. And that minig seemed to have stayed. And even today, there are many from people that do magic shows, and even if you're going to say it's usher, even not a professional magician would be usher. Anytime a kid would do a magic trick to impress his friends at a birthday party with Kadaima, all that would be nichol, and this is their isa. So there's a tshuva of Igros Meisha about it. The tshuva of Igros Meisha is in Yeridea, Chelik Dalet, Simon Yud Gimel. He wants a taina like this. He wants a taina, Al Kapanim in the Ramah, and the Maram Landau, that when it says Maisa Timoyin, it doesn't mean something that's done Aidei Mehiris Atnua. Because what's so tamu about that? Okay, fine, so a person there, he knows the trick. He's able to do it quickly without you seeing him. That's not so tamu. He wants to say that the Maisa Timoyin that he meant, and he's learning this way in the Ramah, was something that was supernatural. It's just that you're not using kishuf, which is kayaches hatuma, and shadim and things, and we'll discuss a little bit. But you're not using the kishuf, the kayach of kishuf you're not using. You're using some other supernatural thing. But it's immediately the tumayin. I assume he means ke'ain like ESP, like mind over matter, like being able to bend the spoon by just looking at it ukadaima. That if you believe there's such a thing, or you convince someone that you did that, and there are some people who believe that there's such a thing called ESP, and things can work in a way that we have absolutely no natural explanation for it. But that's how he's learning what the Maisa Timoyin is. But stam to do something al yidei tachbula al yidei mehiras atnua, that's not a Maisa Timoyin b'chlal. And that's where Moshe wants to learn up the Tshuvas Ramah and the Maram Landau v'chuli. So they would agree with the says the Marshal and the. And the Radvaz would hold, you need Mamish Kishif, and they would hold, no, another supernatural force could be Nichlal Ma'inein. But it has to be that you're doing it, or pretending to be doing it, in a supernatural way. But a magic show, which is basically being done in a natural way, everyone understands that you're just doing it naturally, it's just you happen to know the trick, how to do it. And really anyone could do it, if they would practice, if they would know the trick. So that's not Bechlal the Maisa Timayin. But Rav Moshe is maskim that the Bach and the Shach and the Chacham HaTzadim don't hold this way. And they will hold it as an Issa D'Raisa, even though you're doing it Al-Yidei Tachbula. Now he holds it Shver, and he wants the Paskin, like the way he's learning up the Ramah and the Maram Landa. But he himself says that Shver to Paskin Keneged Rabbi Seinu, so Be'etzim he'd be Meshtamed from Paskining altogether, if he was asked. But if he was forced to Paskin, he would Paskin its Mutta, because that's what he holds. It's right to be Seimich on that, because it's connected. The Shach himself learns the Ramah not that way. And it's not much to learn the Ramah like if Moshe is learning the Ramah. And like we said, the Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rambam is very much not Mashman that way. And Kama G'dayle HaPoiskim hold that there's an Issa D'Raisa. But Lecharin is another heter, not Rav Meisha's heter, which the Rabbi Shua Kutna, in his Sefer Yavin Das, he says it, and he says it as a minik to be mekel. And he says, Lemaisa, the issue is when the magician is claiming to do it al yidei magic, even though he's not using kishuf for it, but he's claiming that he's doing it al yidei kishuf. And there are people out there that would believe that he's doing it al yidei kishuf. That's the issue. Mashengen, when there's no such claim, even though you're doing a maisa timayin, whatever it is, but you're not pretending you're doing it al yidei kishuf, so Bechlala was no makom lesser then. So it would seem it's not like the Chachmas Adam, but you don't have the Raya from the other Paiskim, the Shach and the Bach, and the Ramah if you learn it like the Shach. Because there you're not being Eichez Einayim Al Yidei Kishuf, but you're pretending that you're doing Kishuf. Mashenka, when you're not even pretending you're doing Kishuf, that's not Bechlal. As I also there, Vaisha Shrimach has a tshuva, and tshuva is Ben Hagas Chelik Aleph, Simon Tafn and Hey, and he also says his Svara, and he says that his Shver told him that the Chazon Ish said this svara. So I think the vart is in the times of the Rishonim, and maybe even the times of the early Achrenim, people very stark believed in Kishuf, and people could have thought that this person is there in front of them, maybe it's Taka Mechashif. There's such a thing as Kishuf, and maybe this person has that power of Kishuf, and Itaka knows the Kishuf. So that's Aser. Hashengen today, whoever believes that there was Kishuf, they certainly don't believe that anyone today that they know, any contemporary person, knows anything about how to do Kishuf. And it's well known to everyone that no one's using any type of supernatural power, any type of Kishuf, any type of Ruchas Atumah V'chuli. It's all a show. So even if in the show they pretend Ki'ilu they have a power, they say a magic word, Ukadayma, but it's understood, it's just a spiel. It's believed by Belev Kol Adam that he has absolutely no intention for such a thing. So Mamela, there's no makom for any type of Achiza Seinayim here. That's Mestam of the Heter. And even though the Chacham of Adam doesn't seem to hold that way, but yes, listen to Chalzeh, because you have Rabbi Shua Kutna, who is a big Gadol, and the Minig Ha'ilam, Mestamim Einim Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im Heim. So even like the Paiskim that say that Achiza Seinayim is Asa, even if you don't do Leidei Kishuf, but it's only if the pshat is what you're doing is, officially, you're telling the shame that you're doing kishuf, and it's yitachon that people actually believe that you're doing kishuf. But if there's no makom, that if everyone understands with a klarkeit that there is no kishuf here, it's a trick that people learn how to do. That's what's mefursim by everyone. That wouldn't be b'chlal the issa of achiza seinayim. Okay, Nira. Now let's see one more inyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis says the following: Amar Achiya bar Abba, Balateim Elu Masa Shedim, Balahateim Elu Masa Kshafim. Sometimes it says Balateim, and sometimes it says Balahateim, and Balateim means Maisa Shedim, and Lahateim means Maisa Kshafim. Rashi says if they did it through Shedim, that's Maisa Shedim. If they did it without the use of Shedim, Me'atzmai, by itself, that's Kshafim. And the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, the kabbat amana shed, like kabbat amana kshafim. If a makbin on which kli to use, then that means that they're doing it through shedim, because shedim can only work with different kalim. If they're not makbin on the kli, they're doing it with kshafim. The Ran says a little differently the difference between kshafim and shedim, because he says, L'chaira, from the Gemara later, it's mavur that the kshafim also were done through shedim. And he brings a Rashi that says that kshafim were done through malachei chavala, not Shedim. And he says he doesn't think so. He doesn't think Malachi Chavala, Malachi Chavala, Malachim. That's not what we're dealing with here. Malachim, even Malachi Chavala, they're Malachi Mala. We're dealing with Kaychas Atuma, which are Shedim. So he says everything is done by Kaychas Shedim with B'Shemesh Shel Tuma, not Malachi Mala, Malachi Chavala. But he says there's two types. There's a type where it's not so strong, you need a Keli. And that's called Maisik Shedim. And there's a type which is stronger, which you don't need a Keli. And that's called Maisik Shafim. But Rashi's Mashma, the Rashi that we have, we don't have the Malchi Chavol in the Rashi. Rashi we have is Me'atzma. It's done by itself. I think everything is done Ayidei Kaychas Atuma. But one, you need the Shade to do it. And one is done by itself Ayidei Kaychas Atuma. That's the Mashmois. The Adrama says in Nusach that the Shedim are done with Maisik Shedim. And the kshafim are done by itself, he says, if it ain't nasim by the shedim, hech nasim. Kaiches atuma, not shadim. Shadim are kind of independent people, independent entities. Kaiches atuma that Ebishtim made by Isin Dvarim Mesheshis made Breshis. That's a small mashmatim in Rashi. Of Al Kapanim, there's a big machoikis Rishonim. It's Eifin Art, the machoikis of Yad Raman, the Chadush Eran, and it's also brought in the Torah in the Paiskim. What's the halacha with Maisa Shadim? Because the Gemara right afterwards says like this. Amar Abaye, Hilchis Kshafim Kilchis Shabbos. Yeshem Beskila, Yeshem Padra Velosev, Yeshem Mutal Chatchila. There's some Beskila, just like Shabbos. Shabbos, you have the Raisis that are Beskila, you have the Rabbanans that are Padra Velosev, and you have things that are Mutal Chatchila. So Kishav's also that way. Ha'isim Maisis Beskila, Ha'echis is Einayim Padra Velosev, and what's Mutal Chatchila? Kafkinir Rav Eishiyam, that Kol Malach Shabbosav, Askib Hilchis Yitzira, Umayvilu Igla Tilsav Achilai. Using the kaiches of kishuf to do a ma'isa skila. If you're not doing a ma'isa, you're just making an illusion. Then it's pater avlosu. We discussed this by Richas earlier, and then you have the sefer yitzir, which is mutal lechatchila. So the Yad Ramah says, where does ma'isa shedim come in? What's ma'isa shedim? Is it skila? Is it pater avlosu? Is it mutal lechatchila? Zog the Yad Ramah. We found the Gemara didn't mention anything about ma'isa shedim. Vice dice that Maisa Shadim is Hainu Achlik Shafim, and it's Skila. And the fact that the Gemara said that Lateim is Shadim, and Lateim is Kishif, and made a Chilik, it's just two types of Kishif. I was just explaining the Pasuk. So that's a Shita Sarama, and it's brought in the Torah as well, that if you do a Maisa Shadim, that's Mamish the same thing as Kishif, it's also, it's Niskal. It's also Midaraisin and Schayev Skila. But the Ran is Medayik. That why did Abaye have to tell you Kapan Amana is Shadim and like Kapan Amana is Kshafim? Now you don't need to be Mazbud of Sukkim. Vice says from Abaye that he's making a halachic distinction. So Ibe Zay, what does he mean? He means that Maisa Shadim is Mutal Lagamri. Aye, so why did it say Maisa, why did it say Sefer Yetzirah? Why did it say Maisa Shadim? So he says like this, because Sefer Yetzirah is Mamish Daimit Kshafim. They're doing it. It's being done with their ma'isa. Now, they're not using kaiches atuma. They're using kaiches hakedusha. And memela, it's mutter. Mashing and shadim, the shadim are doing it. You're not doing it bechlal. That's not mutter. That's not even kshafim altogether. And the Rosh also brings this raya that the Ran brings, that since Abaye made this chilek, ma'isa's ma'isa shadim is mutter legamri. And he brings another raya. There's a gemara later, daf kuf aleph from Perek Chelek, that says it ain't shaylim b'sheidim b'shabbos. It's a problem in seichav sichah, and it bases it off v'chol aser. And the Gemara says after basing lo aser elam ne'asakana. So talking about shaylim b'sheidim, and one says it's aser on Shabbos, and one says af v'chol aser, but that's because it's sakana. You go start chepping with the shaydim. Who knows what's going to happen? It's af v'chol aser. But if it's kishif, so it's aser on kishif, not on sakana. Vayis teisa vayis shaydim is mutter betzim. Might be a problem with sakana. But Batsim, it's not Bechlal Kishif. But Tainit Derosh is not such a shakarayim from that Gemara. Because that Gemara says, ain't Shailim B'Shedim. Shailim B'Shedim means to ask them questions. Let's say something was stolen. You want to know who stole it? You ask the Shedim. They know. But you're not doing any Maisa. You're communicating with the Shedim. Communicating with the Shedim is Mutter, if you want to ask them questions. But having the Shedim do a Maisa for you, that's a different story. That you don't see from that Gemara, it's Mutter. So the Rosh was clearing about it. He wasn't Parshat Klar, and the Torah says he was neiter that it was mutter. Torah brings Rabbeinu Yeshaya, which we have in the Piskei, it also holds his kshafim. He says, if you're doing it at a shmeis of akdashim, then it's mutter. That's good lasik v'rasa shal kadosh baruch hu. But anything you do on your day shedim and day l'kaiches hatumah, that's awesome, that's kishif. Now the Beis Yosef brings Tshuvas Ramban, the Tshuvas Ramban that we mentioned in different times, it's in Simon Reish Pei Gimel. And he brings, and like the Ram brings also, that the Minig and Almanov, I'm not sure where that is, a place, that they did the Shadim. They did Maisa Shadim. And that's why he's saying, it's carved to say like the Ram, that Maisa Shadim is Mutter. It's not Kishif. Kishif is a different thing. But the Ram brings a Raya that Maisa Shadim is Mutter, because you find in common Gemaras, they used to use Shadim. You find the Maisa with Shlomo HaMelech, that he dealt with Ashmenai and did things with him. You find Yosef Shida, was sent on errands. You find an Erev in Daf Mem Gimel. The Gaon also brings Kama Maisis from the Gemara, from the Bavli, from the Yishami, from Majoshim, where they did things with Shadim. So as Hashem with the place can hold that Maisis Shadim is Kishif. So Rabbeinu Ruchim brings from Rabbeinu Eliezer, he says, that when you use the Shemus HaKadoshim to be Machriach the Shadim to do things, that's Taka like Sefer Yetzirah. That's Mestam B'Nechilik. When you use Kaychas HaTumah to deal with the Shadim, so that, according to the Raman, the Piskei Rid is Mamish Kishif and Spiskila. But when you use Kaychas HaKadosh to Machriach the Shadim to do something, that already could be like Sefer Yetzirah. See, Rashi says the Heter of Sefer Yetzirah is it's Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu Hein, Aydei Shem Kedusha Shalai. So I'm not sure if that would apply to using the Shemus Kedusha to get the Shadim to do something. Vinish Vida Shadim did it. But maybe Rashi also Maisa Shadim is not Mutter. So that's what's Pshat all the Gemaras that they're able to use Shadim. But if you hold that Maisa Shadim is also Kishif, so maybe the Sefer Yetzirah is a Pshat, as long as you're using the Shemus Shalai Kadosh Baruch Hu to do the Kishif, that's already has the same thing as Sefer Yetzirah. So Bekitza, the Arpaiskim, the Ari Shadim that hold their man, the Taisus Rin, they hold that Maisa Shadim is Mamish Kishif. And what do you do with the Gemara that says that Emesh Bin, Ein Shalim, Shadim, B'Shabbos, and B'Chayel Tzasya Al Sakana? So the Rosh says it's the difference between doing something with Shadim and asking the Shadim. And the Ran and the Chuvis Raman hold that Maisa Shadim is Mutter Lagami. It's not Kishif altogether. And Rebbeinu Ruchim brings Rebbeinu Eliezer that the Maisa Shadim, if you force them Ayidei Koyachas HaTumah, it could be Kishif. But if you force them Ayidei Shemus HaKadoshim, that could be Mutter. And all this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber and the Ramos, the Mekufayin Tes, Sifte Zayin. Shulchan Aruch starts off, Maisa Shadim Aser. That's like the Raman Rebbeinu Yishaya. And they says, V'yesh Mishamat L'Lishol Bem, Alek Nevu, and the Ramos says, U'kiyetze B'zeh. Some say you can ask them information. That's the Rush. Because the Chayetz off in the Gemara, you can ask them. Vayis says, that's not called Maisa Shadim. And then he brings, V'yedei Ashba, Hashem Ashbi, Aysim, Adei Shemus, Yesh Matirim B'chol Inyan. That's Rebbeinu Eliezer, Rebbeinu Ruchim brings. That's the only way to understand how they use Shadim, that if you're using Shemus HaKadosh, you use the Shadim, so right it is a Heter. And then there are Mafir Zayis, Mikol Malkam Roiva Iskim Zayinim Iftarim Mem B'Shal Malkain Shem and Afshi Yirchik Mehem. Lamai says, it's not the wise thing, even if it's Mutter, most people, I guess, unless you're a big tzaddik, a tremendous makubali, you really know what you're doing. But most people that use Shadim end up damaging them. So Shem and Afshi Yichik Mehem, that's the maskan of the Ramah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.